the weather's fine, you know, it's about 20 degrees, and the ice has been hard for about the last 4 days because it's been, you know, sometimes below zero. So I knew the ice would be good, so I wanted to get some exercise in and play my favorite game of pond hockey. Oh, they range from high school kids, no middle schoolers, high school to grandfathers like myself. Everybody just shows up and you pick teams and you go from there. Everybody gets in the middle of the rink and they throw all the sticks in the pile. And then somebody separates the sticks and throws equal amounts of sticks on both sides of the rink off the center ice. And everybody goes and picks the sticks up, and whatever end of the rink the stick is on, that's the team that they're on. I hate playing when there's 6, 7, 8 people on a side. Hockey's meant to be played like basketball, 5 people on a side. So I was kind of debating whether I was going to pull my rank and try to get all these young guys to adhere to 5-on-5.
Play 5-on-5, 6-on-6, substitute. How's that?
But this is the way it is. Pond hockey is however many people show up to play. Sometimes it could be 10 people or 12 people on the side. I don't see anybody writing it down, writing the score down anywhere. It's just for bragging rights and a little bit of showmanship and a lot of camaraderie. Hockey is a game of playing with your teammates, because it's not a one-on-one sport. You know, to move the puck up the ice, you got to rely on your teammates and pass the puck. It makes you young. It keeps you thinking about the times when you were a kid. And I don't care how old you get, every time you come down to the rink, you always remember the first times that you're learning how to skate, and it brings you back to those earlier times. And what better exercise than to skate around the ice? Fill your lungs with all kinds of cold air and get icicles on my mustache.